Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
This.
Joshua, what is it?
Pharaoh's chariots! I've ordered men to block the pass!
How can we fight chariots?
Nothing can stop them!
Order the men to move back, Joshua.
No.
Move back? Where, into the sea?
Into the hand of God.
Deliverer! Yes, he has delivered you to death!
I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught.
Times you have seen the miracles of the Lord, and still you have no faith.
He's a false prophet who delivers you to death.
Stone him! Stone him!
I can only hope that we are reminded how important it is to wait a few days when some huge news breaks. Hopefully we have learned about the lies from the media, the lies from current fake administration, the deception from the enemy, which can play out in so many ways. We're going to look into Israel today, some of the strange things revolving around this terror there, what we are told to do about it by the Lord, how President Trump possibly shows comms revolved around it more. We've got a lot to go through. Prayed through this one a lot. And it's not going to be easy. Here we go. So we get started here. I just wanted to tell you real quick right off the bat. I'll talk about it a little bit more in detail as we get through the broadcast today. But we have put our link below for the cruise. At Sea with LT, Navigating Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom, August 11th through 18th, 2024. It's a hot item, and you can go there, click on it, and sign up for that. It's not one pay. You can pick your room and all that stuff and pay month by month. It's a really cool setup. We've been working on this for a long time. I'll get to that more in a second. Here we have the Wall Street Apes. I just wanted to remind folks, nothing gets past the most advanced militaries in the world. Okay, when we have this stuff in Israel, I'm sure everybody's seen it. If you haven't, we'll play it for you in a moment. I'm sure everybody's heard about it. Nothing gets past the best intelligence agencies in the world. They're telling us that somehow the intelligence in Israel just failed and they had no idea this was going to happen. Nothing gets past the most secure borders in the world. Somehow these borders just magically fell apart and they just came through all of a sudden and started shooting people. Nothing they don't want to. So ask questions, ask questions. Ask questions, and continue to ask questions. This is despicable. The things that I've seen, guys, the videos I can't show you. I can't show you the families on the floor with children crying as they lost their sister. I can't show you that video because this is a lot of children watch this channel. I just don't want to hurt them. I've seen destruction on both sides. I've seen the blowing up of buildings and children lying out all over the place on both sides. I'm sick of war. I'm tired of it. I'm going to show you what President Trump says here at the end of this video, and then we're going to talk about it more.
Terrorist invasion of Israeli territory, and the murder of Israeli soldiers today, and the brutal murder of citizens is an act of savagery that must and will be crushed, has to be dealt with very powerfully. This is a time where the United States needs leadership. We don't have leadership. But Israel is at war. And the United States obviously is going to stick with Israel and strongly. The war happened for two reasons. The United States is giving and gave to Iran $6 billion, $6 billion, over hostages. And, you know, there was a very good trade. They got five hostages. We got five hostages. Okay, that's the good news. The bad news is, and their hostages were tough, by the way, I have to tell you. That was, okay, let's assume they're doing just fine. But it was five for five. But in addition to that, we agreed to free up $6 billion. And that is an absolute disaster. And I would not be at all surprised if part of that tremendous wealth that they just accumulated went into all of a sudden watching this level of aggression. They didn't have that level of aggression with me. They didn't have it. This would have never happened with me either. You know what wouldn't have happened? Ukraine wouldn't have happened. Taiwan and all this tough talk with Taiwan wouldn't have happened. And what's going on with Israel right now? People were shocked. I wasn't shocked because 2 weeks ago we gave them $6 billion.
$6 billion is what President Trump is linking this to. And before I get into all the details, I mean, I've got a lot to show you today. I mean, I'm clicking through it right now. It's a lot, folks. I've read through, prayed through. I'm watching people get divided. I'll show you that and more over which side to pick and more. But he says, what's the reason? $6 billion. Theory. Would that money go to a way to put something together by people who are not who we think, who they think we are? Could it be put together by folks who love war, created a system and a setup to draw two people against each other? Have they been doing that for a long time? And are we getting sick of this war call? Ukraine didn't work out. They're not getting their money. We got to find another place. We being the deep state, we being the top 1-2% of the enemy, the evil, the puppet masters trying to control the masses to have them hate each other. So who exactly funded this whole thing? Who exactly flew in into these rave show on these drone-looking things, helicopter-looking things, whatever they are, as you're looking at your screen, flying in, and they were able to get really good GoPro video of all this and put a video together to get everybody all pumped up about it. Video shared on Israeli social media appears to show Hamas paragliders. And you can see them flying around there. All right. Yeah. So there they are flying in, different angles, GoPro angles and more. Close-up shot, faces covered with green berets on. I would love to get inside the Gaza side and say, look, take these masks off of these people and say, who are they? Who's creating this whole thing? Did you guys put this together? I'm sure there's intel folks that say, oh, we know who did it. Well, if you did, how come you all of a sudden said your intel didn't work and all these people are dead? And so at this rave show, rave dance show, you can see the destruction as I play it. All of these cars destroyed, lined up. You can tell they were trying to get out of there. Fires, it looks like explosions happened all the way up and down this road. Yeah. And then you see this from Rikshan Fernando, flying in armed terror squads to a music festival attended by unarmed young men and women from Israel and around the world who are there promoting peace and then systematically murdering, raping, kidnapping, and mutilating them in front of an adoring public who further desecrate those bodies is not an act of resistance. They were saying, according to the mosque, it's just an act of resistance. The level of depravity and hatred it requires for anyone to find solidarity in terrorists hunting and butchering young men and women at a music festival cannot be understated. More than 250 festival attendees were feared dead, many missing. Well, those missing, they were found, breaking hundreds of Israeli civilians, both those that were in the rave festival, locals and people that were in the area by chance, were found alive, hiding without cell service in a rainwater canal near the border. They're being escorted to safety by the Israeli Defense Forces. Trump warned us of World War III coming upon us because of these idiots in supposedly running the show.
Right now, we need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the National Security Industrial Complex.
Did you catch that? We need to get rid of the warmongers. He's pointing to what? Billions of dollars sent to Iran. He's pointing to warmongers that are in our own three-letter agencies. We have it all, says he's been right about it all. When he says to prepare for World War III, I'd listen, they've been looking for conflict, for war in any form. Israel's one of the biggest. It's probably close to their last Pandora's box. No other country can affect your emotions like Israel. And that is a true statement. If you pick Israel, then you're crazy because the Palestinians are getting destroyed and they are holed up in their little prison and the Gaza Strip and more. They have a right to do what they're doing. If you pick the Palestine side, well, you're anti-Semitic and you hate the Jews. And oh, by the way, in the churches, they'll say if you don't support Israel, you're not going to be blessed of God. Folks, there's more to this than any of us know. Nobody out there that's doing podcasts, nobody out there that knows it all is even able to tell us what's going on. They can't. And yet what I'm seeing across the board constantly, not from everybody, is fighting. I pick this side. You pick that side. This church picks Israel. This other church picks Palestine. Well, who do you go for? I'm for this side. I'm for that side. They've got us pitted against each other. There's no other country that can create this emotion like Israel till they approach your own doorstep. Ukraine failed. This is why this is happening. If you can't see this, I'm truly sorry. Prepare for our own country to be on the checkoff list. It's probably coming. So there's some fear thrown at you. Yeah, there's a lot of people coming across the border, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. A lot of folks are speculating on those United Nations troops that are coming in. They're sending them out to the cities, and they're preparing them with their payments and more. We'll show you that in a minute.
One of the reasons I was the only president in generations who didn't start a war is that I was the only president who rejected the catastrophic advice of many of Washington's generals, bureaucrats, and the so-called diplomats who only know how to get us into conflict, but they don't know how to get us out. For decades, we've had the very same people, such as Victoria Nuland and many others just like her, obsessed with pushing Ukraine toward NATO, not to mention the State Department support for uprisings in Ukraine. These people have been seeking confrontation for a long time, much like the case in Iraq and other parts of the world. And now we're teetering on the brink of World War III. And a lot of people don't see it, but I see it. And I've been right about a lot of things. They all say Trump's been right about everything. None of this excuses in any way the outrageous and horrible invasion of Ukraine 1 year ago, which would have never happened if I was your president, not even a little chance. But it does mean that here in America, we need to get rid of the corrupt globalist establishment that has botched every major foreign policy decision for decades. And that includes President Biden, whose own people said he's never made a good decision when it comes to looking at other countries and looking at wars.
That's right. So when all this plays out, and he speaks of Biden, what do you think they're up to? What do you think they're doing on the Biden side? Huh. I had it somewhere, and I was going to show you. They went on a picnic. That's right. They closed up shop early, if I could find it. They decided, the White House said, you know, I think we're just going to go on a little picnic today and, you know, take it easy, relax while all kinds of stuff is going down across the earth. Where is it? Right here. Benny Johnson, this weekend, several Americans were killed in Israel and several more are still being held hostage by Hamas. Did you guys know that? Today, Joe Biden called a lid at 11:34 a.m. and is having a barbecue. October 8th. Note to everyone, external and town pool report. Called a lid at 11:34. Late afternoon, early, live band could be heard coming from the area around the Rose Garden. Your polar asked why a band was playing. Just go have a good time. Send money to whoever you want to send it to. Send out your spokesperson to make sure that this all plays out the way it's supposed to. Oh, why don't you go out and kind of beg for money? Yeah, Lindsey Graham, now beating the drums of war on Fox News and saying that Iran is going to attack Israel any minute now. And I'm not going to play this clip. I'm tired of hearing his voice. And when that happens, the U.S. and Israel should respond in unison to attack Iran and put them out of all the oil business by destroying their refineries. Good old Lindsey Graham. Those of you that are parents of those that serve in the military, he's telling you, hey, send your sons and daughters over there and let them go to war. Not me. I'm just going to stay back here while they go over there. And I'm going to collect my paycheck and make sure that I get big pay from the military-industrial complex. Because we love war over here. All of you that know exactly how this is playing out, day after day, this war call. Inversionism shows this might be one of the most important documentaries that anyone, Carr, cares to watch right now, given current events and escalations between Hamas, Israel, and Iran and the U.S. All wars are bankers' wars, and I put the video in the description box below that he's referring to. If you're still caught up in the left versus right, Israel versus Palestine, Ukraine versus Russia narratives, treating geopolitics and war as if it's a football game where you're rooting for one side to win as the real moral authority, then you need to take 45 minutes out of your day to watch All Wars Are Bankers' Wars in full. I've shared this documentary already weeks ago. A lot of people saw it, appreciated it. How it shows how every single conflict has had powers above it funding both sides with nefarious intentions behind it and a broader agenda that is not in the true interests of the people. I don't think any of what's happening right now is organic. I don't think Hamas getting into Israel to murder and capture civilians was a mistake, nor do I think the $6 billion the Biden administration unfroze for Iran as exchange for hostages before the attack was a mistake either. They're constructing narratives right in front of us, and we cannot just blindly believe them on surface-level evaluation, especially when these narratives are being given by the establishment and the mainstream media. I said this before, I'll say it again, you need to think like they do, with strategy, perception, and propagandistic motivations in mind. You need to try and understand why they are presenting whatever information to the public and for what purpose. You need to question every action, every directive, every media spin. Why is the narrative now shifting towards Biden admin causing this attack by releasing funds to Iran? Why is Lindsey Graham preemptively suggesting war with Iran? What if this is designed to ensure Biden attacks Iran to cover his butt in giving them $6 billion back? Also, why was there such a huge focus of attention on anti-Semitism on Twitter X in the weeks leading up to this attack? Was that organic or was that planned in advance knowing there would be an attack on Israel and perceptions needed to be preemptively put in place for justifying censorship? Question mark. Question everything. Assume conspiracy. It's a difficult time we live in. So I wanted to take you to this part of the video. I'll play that in a minute, this part, but here. Right here. With all the aid we send to Israel, why did they get steamrolled by Hamas? With all the aid we send to Ukraine, why are they struggling with Russia? Pay attention. These types of questions should be rolling around in your brains daily by now. Replace the rocks with knowledge. You'll thank us crazies later. So another one. Oh, I see. Nice little intro to some new terrorist attacks. You see how it works. Let me 100% clear. Most, if not all, terrorist attacks in this country are perpetrated by the government. That's from Repair the Breach. Sovereign says this right here is bang on cue and sums it up nicely. Governments around the world are the real terrorists. Now, that doesn't mean all workers for government are terrorists, but the elites of the government, the top 0.1%, are the mobsters that put fear into everything. Thus, they terrorize us. Donald Trump Jr., how's it possible I've seen more videos out of this war in Israel in a few hours than I have from Ukraine in almost 2 years? Be Israel. Wyatt, be Israel. Have all U.S. politicians under your thumb. Have one of the largest global intelligence and surveillance operations known to man. Have near infinite military support from the U.S. Have an Iron Dome. Somehow get surprise attacked by a bunch of brown men gliding around to your country. Get blown up by 5,000 rockets. Be completely bewildered as to how they obtain arms and their plans. And am I seriously supposed to believe this? They knew nothing about what was going to happen. Really? The intelligence failure was that our entire intelligence apparatus has been focused on going after patriotic Trump supporters rather than known and incredibly well-funded terrorist operatives around the world. This is a failure of our Marxist regime, and they've probably just fine with that. Biden walks away. As he's asked, Mr. President, was there an intelligence failure in the lead-up to this attack? Can you tell us what Bibi asked you? He walks away. It's time for a change. Ditch the Uniparty. Fire this Congress and force newly elected members, senators, to remain in their home districts, not insulated in the Capitol building in Washington. Restructure the government to defend all the agencies which comprise the deep state. Eliminate all but essential cabinet positions and delete their departments. Return law enforcement to the states. Eliminate Fed LECs. Accept U.S. Marshals. Create an efficient central government to coordinate cooperation among states for national infrastructure projects, border control, and interstate law enforcement. Eliminate the FDA and CDC. Give that some thought. I think get rid of the TSA, too. Go back to the old days before 2009-11, man. All this fear they throw in all of us. All the wars that they start. Our children that they send overseas to fight these wars, all the money that they send from our taxpayer, from us, the taxpayers. They tax us to death. It's getting old. Folks, I almost forgot. I wanted to take you to just to remind you, andweknow.com is where we're at. You can go there, you can become a fellow member and communicate with me at least once a month, hopefully. So my son puts that together, we're able to have conferences and talk to each other, and it's pretty cool. You get special merch packages, exclusive invite invitations. My voice isn't working. I'm so excited. And there's a lot more. You can get our gear. A lot of folks are sending pictures in with books and gear that they're wearing from And We Know. We've got the And We Know bags you can carry with you, the And We Know hats. We've got all kinds of goodies. We've got shirts. We've got all of the sweatshirts going into the fall. We've got all kinds of deals that you can get and more. You just have to go to shop.andweknow.com or go to andweknow.com and click on the merch picture. And also, we finally listed at Sea with LT in January of 2023. We joined together in prayer, searching for a way to create an amazing gathering of like-minded folks. And so when we put this together, I was really excited because we had been praying actually for a long time. How are we going to do this? I wanted to have our own event. We've seen so many people wearing the gear. And we're like, you know what? We need to get everybody together. And this just fell right in our laps, folks. It's so amazing. We're going to go around Holland America's Westerdam, the ship, cruising onto Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan. I probably said it wrong. So, who else is coming? The Isaacs are coming. I'll be there, of course. Ken Davis, best-selling author and humorist, is going to be there. Kirk Elliott's going to be there. And it's going to be August 11th through 18th. All you have to do is send them a message, book online, you save $50 and more. It's really cool. So we'll be talking about that a lot more as we put each broadcast out. But wanted to let you know that. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
שתפו את הסרטון הזה כמה שיותר, כי...
Now I'm playing a video of someone who said they served in the Israeli Defense Force Gaza Division during the 2014 Gaza War. Listen to me and listen to me well. There's no way in the world that anyone can approach the border without us knowing about it. And I'm going to translate as she speaks. Listen, I served as an infantry operations, excuse me, sergeant. During Operation Protective Edge 2014, I served in the Gaza Division throughout my service as I was in logistics support during the 2014 Gaza War in the Gaza Division. Listen to me and listen to me well. There's no way in the world that anyone can approach the border without us knowing about it. The observers sit in bunkers. 4 hours, they can't move their eyes. They sit in front of a screen. There's no way they would wake me up at nights for a pigeon, for a stork that got too close to the border, for a cockroach that went under. They would roust me. How could they enter with tractors? How could 400 men enter with tractors? And no one saw it coming. Yeah, we're getting more of that. More information on that. CBK News thinks it's false flag, possibly, question mark, an event to direct you to observing such planned event. Look here, not there. Why do you, what do they not want us to see? This doesn't mean it's not real, folks. It means setting up something, using all kinds of nefarious ways to get people to move, right? What are they hiding? Why did Putin go into Ukraine? Why did Xi go into Taiwan? Why are we seeing a start of World War III, Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel? Three of the biggest trafficking bio labs and corruption hubs of the cabal. Israel last. You're watching a movie. Folks are dying. This is more than a movie. I've watched these videos over and over again, and I'm telling you, I don't know. But you can tell sometimes when there's actors and they're faking. This is not fake. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. And then I'm going to play this clip. After I read this, Ezra A. Cohen says, today appears to be an extreme intelligence failure, not just for Israel, but also for the United States. One of the principal missions of the USIC is to provide indication and warning of attacks like this, especially against an extremely well-armed ally. We'll need to look at how this was missed. The deep state, who infiltrates and controls the IC of both U.S. and Israel, intentionally let the slip-up happen and then further armed and trained the Hamas terrorists to allow them in, all just to continue the war and money train, question mark. This is from Dr. CIET 17. Humanity doesn't want war. The deep state wants war. Someone else explain how they failed their one job and conveniently money is flowing out of U.S. taxpayers into other countries not named the USA again.
Now this is happening. Now, do you think it's odd now? Now this is happening. Now they are attacking Israel. Now that our Speaker of the House, who was all about Ukraine and sending more aid to Ukraine and wanting our fiscal spending to go to Ukraine, has been outed. And the two top contenders that are running for that spot as Speaker of the House vehemently tell people that we're not funding Ukraine anymore. They're calling it a surprise attack. They had no idea. They are just stunned. No, you weren't. Because back in 2022, the Biden administration sent $3.8 billion to Israel. It was part of our annual spending bill. $300 million in humanitarian aid to Palestine. For security assistance, restocking Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system, and then another $72.5 million that was authorized in the latest budget to go towards the U.S.-Israel Counter-Drone and Anti-Tunneling Corporation, in addition to the $6 million for the new U.S.-Israel Cybersecurity Corporation grant program. You mean, with all of that money and all of that fancy equipment, you were just stunned? Make no mistake about it, Israel is under attack. I don't believe this is any kind of false flag, but I do firmly believe that our administration is behind it. And I'm not the only one. People are connecting the dots an awful lot faster. Thank God. But a lot of that might have been fueled by this, and this was a statement that was released early this morning by President Donald J. Trump. goes on to state, the Hamas attacks are disgraceful and Israel has every right to defend itself with overwhelming force. Sadly, American taxpayer dollars help fund these attacks, which many reports are saying that are coming from the Biden administration. We brought so much peace to the Middle East through the Abraham Accords, only to see Biden whittle it away at a far more rapid pace than anyone thought was possible. The exact same week that the funding for Ukraine is all but dead in the water. What makes things more interesting is that back in 2022, when we donated all of this aid over to Israel, they put it into the West Bank in Gaza, the very same Gaza that is under attack right now. Are you awake yet?
Are we awake yet? Pepe Deluxe. But of course, Anons already knew this. Knowledge is power. War equals scam and trillions. U.S. taxpayers are paying for it all. Paris Accord equals scam, trillions. Red Cross equals scam, billions. Foreign aid equals scam, trillions. War equals scam, trillions. On and on. Who audits where the money actually goes? Who actually receives the money? The U.S. taxpayers funding the very people we are engaged in taking down. Slush funds everywhere. Think George Soros pays for Antifa out of his own pocket. Question mark. The hole's deep. You feel sick yet? Tom Fitton said, you know, the docs show that Soros' operation and State Department working hand in glove with your tax dollars. He caught him. He knows what's going on. He's been begging everybody to wake up to all of this. How have we seen more footage from one day of war in Israel? See all the pictures there in the bottom left? Then almost 2 years of Ukraine. We mentioned that before. James Woods, babies, women, the elderly were dragged outside of their homes, were taken hostage. Civilians were shot and most were massacred in cold blood walking on the streets. Who did this? If Hamas stops fighting, Charlie Kirk says, there would be peace. If Israel stopped fighting, Israel would cease to exist. What else do we have? Cat Turd. Watch the horrible videos of Hamas slaughtering innocent men, women, and children yesterday. And remember, according to Newsweek, the Biden regime and their weaponized DOJ and FBI list anyone merely supporting Trump for president in the same category. Remember, they're calling us terrorists now, if you're MAGA. Sickening. And then they want you divided. You head over to the pro-Palestinian protesters now marching through New York City. That's a picture I'm showing you there. You got major clashes between Palestinian supporters and pro-Israel groups in Kirkland, Washington. And then you have this in New York.
Shame on you! 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 Shame on you!
Division is man-made. Division is designed to keep you powerless. Division is designed to keep you fighting each other. Division is designed to keep you enslaved. The narrative has you. No one person is above another. Unity's strength. Unity's love, and it's humanity. Only when good people collectively come together will positive change occur. And this is not what I'm talking about, where you have the Antichrist system set up and everybody's part of a one-world government, one-world religion, and more. Some people are scared of watching people come together and stop fighting. Oh my goodness, that means we've got one leader. Not yet. There's a lot of craziness going on. I don't think yet. Remember wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places. There's earthquakes, folks, happening all over this earth. Wars and rumors of wars. But it's not yet time. Pepe Deluxe, prepare your hearts and minds. The end is not for everyone. We must protect Israel at all costs, quote unquote. Doesn't at all mean that I have to help the globalist regime in every country or the elites that are doing harm. Just like I want good for the people of Iran when their evil regime are putting out videos of death to America in their political arenas, every peoples on earth are fighting this battle with the invisible enemy. I love America. But look what our CIA is doing and has done. They are the great Satan. I only say this because Baal worshipers put a greater pride on their tribe versus the rest of the world. Baal worshipers, folks. Think of Hollywood and all those that sold their souls to the devil. Think of the musicians and all of those who sold their souls to the devil. Think of the politicians who hide, who do deals behind closed doors with the military industrial complex. Baal worshipers. It's not the Jews, it's not the Americans or the Germans or the Chinese or the Russians. I can make this simple. Globalism is satanic, and so are globalists. Cain versus Abel equals cannibal. God will handle the fake Jews before they go to hell. Let it go before that rots your brain. That's right, let it go. It's a lot to uncover there. Revelations 3:9, behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Revelation 2:9, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Who is that? A lot of folks will scream at the screen and say, we've learned about the Khazarian Mafia. We've learned about those that have done all types of lies throughout the history books and everything that we've learned. Nobody has the full answers, but we do know from the Word of God that there are people who are going to claim that they are part of the Jewish system, and they're not. Can any of you tell me who that is? Can you walk up to one person, grab him, and say, look, this is one of the fake ones? And I could tell you, my personal opinion is no. If you could, great. Great, but what's that going to do for you? Nothing. God knows. I know I sound a little angry, but I'm watching people fight over this stuff. And that's why I like what Pepe Deluxe says. Let it go before it rots your brain, because it will. You'll spend hours watching videos, listening to people, trying to figure all this out. It's the fog of war. Satan will get you where you are the weakest. Pepe says he stands with Ukraine, but he's not flaunting their flag during a PSYOP. Folks, I had a chance to marry a Ukrainian and a Romanian this summer in Chicago. It was the most beautiful wedding. I love them all. I don't look at them and say, you're with Ukraine or you're with Romania. No, we know what's going on. We know that there's puppet masters at the top. We know that they're using all of their power to manipulate the chessboards of people's lives and destroy lives. It's not easy to cover this information. It's not easy to find the truth and then have to give it out to the people with receipts. We're not warmongers. We don't want war. Be patient. There will be good Christian people who have a very hard time with this one. Be gentle and explain it. No, I'm not being very gentle, am I? Man, we got me on that one, Pepe. I can be upset at the violence of all these wars without being driven or falling for the deep state narrative. You can't love all tribes of the earth. Don't be a leader of any kind till you get that sorted out. Jesus can help. He's a Jewish carpenter. Amen. Right in the middle of the video, huh? A little preaching. You got more division here. You got UAE coming out in support of Israel. Huge setback for Hamas. You got Donald J. Trump, horrible attack on Israel, much like the attack on Ukraine, would never have happened if I were president. That's right, because he would have never sent billions to Iran or to whoever that money went to. You follow me on that one? Whoever that money went to. Oh, by the way, what about all the folks in Ukraine, Afghanistan, excuse me? What about all the money they sent to Ukraine and weapons they sent to Ukraine? Did that not go to Ukraine? Did it end up going somewhere else? You following me? Did all of the Afghanistan weapons that were there kind of slowly make their way up through and up into the border there? Remember the $85 billion worth of military equipment? Did they somehow round that all up, the deep state, and say, oh, I know how we can get all the gear. What we'll do is we'll pull all that people out and we'll just leave it there for them. That's how we can work it. That way they'll have their own weapons because we're going to take over this earth. WEF. United Nations. The United Nations is the Antichrist system. 0 day, countermeasures in place, think emergency alert system. Didn't we just have that? And so President Trump, when he put zero chance, if you're looking this right here, zero chance, you go to 0 day. Countermeasures in place, think emergency alert system. Should this occur, immediate steps will be taken to classify each as public utility. Essential public services to gain appropriate government regulation control. Somebody translate that one for me. The U.S. aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford, as well as other ships in Carrier Strike Group 12, which includes Ticonderoga, class cruiser USS Normandy, Arleigh Burke class destroyers USS Ramage and McFall, Hudner, are reportedly heading towards the Eastern Mediterranean in a show of support for Israel to also assist with the possible evacuation of U.S. citizens from the country if the need arises. I went to Israel this year, and I could tell you our family talked about it and said, can you imagine if you're stuck there, they shut the airport down, you can't get out, can't get in. Of course, I was reading that in Berlin, they're flying those that are from Israel back in because they're joining, you know, the reserve troops to build up their military there. Jim Jordan said rockets are raining down on Israeli towns right now. We need to immediately help replenish Israel's stockpile of Iron Dome missiles to protect more innocent civilians from getting killed. Let's make sure Congress can unite and ensure Israel has what it needs. Adam Schiff even said Israel's experienced Zone 9/11. There's no both sides to this attack. Hamas is a terrorist group mass murdering hundreds of innocent Israelis and taking women and children hostage. U.S. must stand ready to provide Israel with the support it needs. Yep, leave $85 billion of weapons in Afghanistan, give Iran $6 billion for USA hostages, Hamas funded by Iran invades Israel, Taliban asks Iran for passage to assist Hamas in annihilation of Israel. And there we are, right here, Wall Street Journal. Iran helped plot attack on Israel over several weeks. Wait a minute, aren't they the liars? The corrupt Biden regime restarted funding of Hamas, which President Trump had ended. The $1 billion that Biden gave to Hamas was used in the terrorist attacks on Israel today. New York Times, remember, reversing Trump, Biden restores aid to Palestinians. The move will make once again to make the United States a leading donor to the United Nations agency that assists 5.7 million Palestinians in the Middle East. Spokesperson for Hamas, we thank Iran who provided us with weapons, money, and other equipment. They gave us missiles to destroy Zionist fortresses and helped us with the anti-tank missiles. Looks like the $6 billion Biden gave Iran is being well spent. So here's a source. Trust me, bro, or even worse. As U.S. propaganda outlet Wall Street Journal claims Iran helped Hamas plan surprise attack on Israel at meeting in Beirut days before massive assault. Their source? A senior Hezbollah and Hamas members told them. Wall Street Journal joins evil crackers in warmongering against Iran as they want you believing the senior members and most secretive militia in the world just handing out such info to the journal like seen in the right video. So this video they're playing, it just happens to be a lot of folks having their face covered and more. And they're saying, you know, we thank Iran who provided us with weapons, money, and other equipment. Blame it on Iran. Let's go after them too. You hearing me? You seeing it? We don't have just one guy to go after. We got to go after Iran too, since we're at it. I mean, since we got everybody together, we might as well just go after them all. Doesn't that sound familiar? Wyatt, isn't it funny how just as Israeli society is tearing itself apart and appeared close to civil war, this attack comes along and within hours, Netanyahu's political opponents are forced into a coalition government to support him? But it's simply not credible that Hamas could have done this. The Gaza fence is an open country with little to conceal advancing Hamas units. And we're talking about hundreds of Hamas soldiers moving across the border. Where were all the Israeli defense units who normally man and monitor the border fence? What happened to the surveillance of the border fence? What about the sensors? What happened to the vaunted IDF air defenses that were overwhelmed by homemade hang gliders powered by lawnmower engines and box fans? We're hearing rumors that Iran conducted a cyber attack that took down the electronic surveillance of the border fence. But did the Iranians also order the removal of IDF units, the Israeli units, who apparently left the Israeli border towns utterly defenseless? It seems much more likely that Netanyahu orchestrated this as an easy way to solve his political problems while also providing a pretext for the IDF to finish the ethnic cleansing of Gaza and perhaps the West Bank as well. It's like Israel's having its own 9/11 with the same suspicions. How did this happen? War usually needs a reason to start. 9/11 was the U.S. reason for the Gulf War. Gulf of Tonkin was the reason for Vietnam, and now Israel has a reason. No, I think all wars begin in secret rooms with men who do not give any care for innocent people, period. Hamas equals Mossad. Al-Qaeda equals CIA. Create a problem. Offer the solution of more tyranny to solve said problem. I've seen too much to think these people aren't gleeful to kill their own to advance their means. Something is not right. Let's go a step further. Israel Mossad put this out. Israeli tourists killed in Egypt. We again ask Jews around the world to be careful. This warning extends to Western nations. You ready? They list them. England, Canada, Toronto, specifically. Germany, France, USA, New York, Florida, and I think that's Michigan. Keep your cell phone handy and your eyes open. Oh, didn't they just do a cell test recently to see who they could reach? Huh. Jamie McIntyre, the globalists are desperate to start World War III to cover up their financial and other crimes against humanity. They've done it in the past and are now desperate as the cabal is close to following. So expect them to cause trouble in many places to inflame tensions and start wars. What's happening is very predictable. Why are there wars? Globalists start them to hold on to control, profit from, and often steal resources and divide to conquer. Let's see who is behind the Hamas and Israel latest campaign of attacks to provoke and inflame tensions. Who wants war? Who profits from war? Who must continually divide to conquer? They want us to choose sides. But we must choose the side of humanity to survive against the globalists who want way less humans on the planet. Remember that? They're trying to take us out. Forgot about all that, huh? Total control. Forget about the elections. Forget about how they tried to kill us all with the vaccines. Total control via planned digital prisons and police surveillance states and CBDC. Remember that? They're trying to control everybody with their digital currency, too. We awaken enough in time, or the dumbed down indoctrinated stand with anything they are told. An easily mislead section of society will take humanity down with it. Facts and truth will save humanity. Lies, deception, and Western propaganda will destroy us if we fall for it. Now more than ever, one must use discernment and seek the truth, not jump to conclusions to the globalist that they provide for you to shape your narrative of the world to inadvertently support their evil agendas. Stand with humanity. Not with globalist slogans. See through the shadowy hand trying to shape events and trying to shape your opinion. They're trying to ruin us. They're stopping us. They're trying to shut down all of our money and more.
Now, if anybody wants to debate me that the office market in New York City is probably on a lifeline, big collapse coming. Probably already came, and the banks just don't want to tell you. This place is empty, 8 a.m. rush hour. I used to walk through Penn Station like a sardine. It's coming.
It's coming. He shows us the shoe shop used to be filled up, and the shoe shining shop, and it's empty. A lot going on with our money side. We talked about this yesterday. If you missed it, you have to check this out. The U.S. debt clock exposes all. And we had great intel from Dr. Kirk Elliott. You can reach out to him at andweknow.com/gold, and they will help you through all of this. It's absolutely amazing what he tells us. I'm going to play a clip here.
Inflationary pressures that we're seeing and the manipulation in the markets, if you were to take out the manipulation, just account for the inflationary pressures, over the last 10 years, the average price, silver should be $1,121 an ounce. I'm not talking about gold. $1,000 an ounce plus. I'm talking about silver. And over the last 5 years, which would include the COVID massive expansion of the money supply to fund every stimulus under the sun, should be $1,558 per ounce.
It's a great thing. He goes through that debt clock. Boy, you guys can't miss that one. It's so cool. Also, President Trump, I think he was there in Waterloo, and he gave this clip. You'll see it.
Iowa, Nebraska, I said to all of them, Wisconsin, great place, Wisconsin, too. We actually won Wisconsin. We won Wisconsin. It took them after the election to determine that, you know? After, can you imagine that? You actually won Wisconsin, like it's routine. Oh, well, that's, and well, you see some of the other ones that come out, too. But we actually won. But it's a great place. Not their fault. You know, we have a crooked system. We have a crooked system. Not their fault.
Wait till you see the other ones coming out. The Democrats would have no reason to fear Trump if Biden actually had 81 million votes. Think about that. They're so scared of him. Why? Biden had the biggest votes, you know, he's got the biggest support ever. No, we know the deal. And then check out what he does here.
IDs. That was so big. That was so egregious. It was sort of like this. It was like this. It was chained around their necks. It was like that. Face, fingerprints, everything. They had everything.
Did you see that? And then what does he do? He takes this, he flips it over. And when you're looking at that on this particular binder that he's holding, a lot of folks think that that binder is the seal of the President of the United States, and it says President. Let me show you. Somebody had a close-up of that. The President. You took that. You can see it. The President. And it looks like that picture right there is President of the United States. Seal of the President of the United States. There it is. He wanted people to know. He wanted people to see it. And so what did he draw? Everybody says, well, isn't that weird what he drew there? Let me see if I can get it back here and push play.
ID.
What was weird is he then takes his hand and he draws what looks like a Q to me. That's what it looks like. It looks like he did this. It looks like he went a Q, like a small Q. That's what it looked like to me. Anyway, going further, you don't know what Mar-a-Lago is, but sort of do.
How about the one in New York? She values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, and she convinces the judge. Now, you don't know what Mar-a-Lago is, but you sort of do. So some people say it's worth 100 times that number. She values it at...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know what the Southern White House really is there in Mar-a-Lago. And then Trump says we have some good controls for the 2024 election.
They use COVID to cheat. But we're not going to let that, we're not going to have that, and we're not going to let that happen. But the way you do win, no matter what, is you swamp them. You swamp them, there's only so much they can do, you know? In other words, they can only cheat so much, even them. They're going to go for max, but they can only cheat so much. And we have some very good controls in place. But we deliver.
We have some good controls in place for the 2024 election. Who's we? How are you going to make them, stop them from cheating? Huh, what's going on there? Well, Huffington Post, just a couple of comments, wanted to throw this out. Well, first I want to show you, since we're with Trump, he actually posted this Truth Social, him about to serve in tennis. A lot of folks looked at this and said, are you ready to serve your country again? Remember your oath. Are you ready to serve once again? He is ready to serve. And he's throwing the ball in the air and he's about to hit it. Isn't that something? Seems like comms to me. We are at war. Netanyahu addresses Israel after Hamas launches unprecedented attack. This is from Huffington Post. They fired thousands of rockets in a multi-front attack Saturday, Israel's National Rescue Service said. This was October 7th, 2023, five-year delta from October 4th. Israeli intelligence stand down. Huh. Three-year delta was the missile shooting out from Washington. Remember this missile? We got a picture of October 7th here. See that? That was the missile that was fired at President Trump's Air Force One by the deep state. Media assets will be removed. All kinds of stuff going on. We are saving Israel for last. A lot of folks want to know what that means, and they said they're not telling us. A lot of folks have speculation. I've spent a long time with folks trying to explain it the way I see it. And to me, it's Mossad. To me, it's a deeper biblically than we'd ever seen. If you go to the Old Testament, I'll just throw this one at you. Throw the Old Testament in there, and you look at how many times the people, God had to tell them, stop worshiping Baal, stop worshiping Moloch, stop taking your babies and sacrificing them. He would then punish them several times, especially for complaining, and then they would come out of it and say, we're sorry, oh my goodness, we're so bad, we should have never done it, and they'd become, you know, great again, and do everything they were supposed to do, and then eventually it's like a, you know, like a circle. They just keep going around in circles, doing the wrong thing, then the right thing, then the wrong thing, the right thing. Oh yeah. The more we get toward the end, the worse deep state is going to panic. Filter everything you see through the lens of that. They are getting desperate. This is from Pepe Deluxe. Now, before I read the rest of that, Patriot Voice showed after real Donald Trump America is finished, according to this preacher. I wanted to play this clip for you that Patriot Voice showed us as we get close to the end. And then after I show this, I'm going to play a song from Dwayne Vincent, Keep the Faith. And there's a reason why, and I'll show you that here in a moment. So let me get here. I want to show you this message, and then we'll come to a close.
Believe you me, after Trump, America is finished. It's not about Trump. I don't know the man. And I'm getting no benefits out of this anyway. Believe you me, I've never seen him. I've seen him on YouTube, whatever, here and there, bits and pieces. But I don't know him. But I'm telling you, Trump is the last one. Because after the trumpet will be blown. You know why America is going to fall? Which is the United Nations, yeah? Two reasons. Because America is challenging God at the moment. It's challenging the Lord. It's going to fall for two reasons. One, internally. The other reason is externally. The internal reason, there will be traitors within America. There are traitors within the White House. There are traitors within the Pentagon. There are traitors within the governmental system. Traitors who have sold America. And the reason why these traitors came up on surface, because America walked away from the Lord. The Lord allowed them to be punished. To teach them that I'm in charge, not you. You think you can rule the world? It is the Lord who rules the world, not you. So when you challenge me, I will allow infiltrators from within your circle to come and do wondrous things, destroy America. A lot of traitors are within America. And the external reason, it is the wrath of God. Jesus Christ will come very heavily on America. The wrath of God.
So I'm going to leave it there. There's more to this clip, a lot longer. But he brings up LGBTQ, how they infiltrated America, and more. And I'm going to read this. They are getting desperate, Pepe Deluxe says. The deep state. It's getting desperate. The more people wake up and refuse to fund their stuff, the more they reveal themselves. It's going to get crazy. So get comfy and love everyone so you don't get tricked into hurting peeps or a civil war. Another thing. After Trump wins the next election, because the boss told you they are not going to allow this one to get rigged, that's when the military will be needed. Not before, because that would be unconstitutional. The military answers to the elected president. When Antifa and the globalists start trouble and they try to burn it all down, when they don't get their way and all hell is breaking loose, Trump will call in the National Guard. Then we'll have a new beginning. Wanted to close today with a special song from Dwayne Vincent, Keep the Faith. And as this is playing, I'll be scrolling through what's going on with him on his Give, Send, Go. I put in the description box below. You can see his website, listen to his music. He listens to me. His wife sent me this note. It's a surprise for him. Dwayne Vincent, also known as Mr. Smooth and Jazzy here in the Houston surrounding areas, has been singing for the past 30 years. It's been heartbreaking to find out that he was recently diagnosed with stage 3 throat cancer on 9/11/2023. He had 7 appointments with specialists, undergone a biopsy, CT scan, 2 dental surgeries, urgently needed prior to radiation, and a PET scan, and scheduled for the first week of October. So I wanted you to hear him, hear his gift, keep the faith, as we close today. Thank you.
time. Does the Lord even hear my cry? Trust in his word and say, there may be struggles, but I'll keep the faith. Children are crying, they're looking for a love that has walked out of there at heaven's gate. Wanting someone to be there for you every day. If you find yourself sometimes asking aloud, does the Lord even hear my cry? Trust in his word and say, there may be struggles, but I keep the faith. War's loving, war's always starting. This whole world seems to be just full of hate. I'll trust in his word and say, there gonna be struggles, but I'll keep the faith, all the faith. I trust in its word and say, there gonna be struggles, but I'll keep the faith, I'll keep the faith. I trust in its word and say, there gonna be struggles, but I'll keep the faith. Oh, there gonna be struggles. I trust in his word and say, I'll keep, gonna keep the faith. I'll keep the faith. I'll keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Does the Lord hear my cry? Keep the faith. Calling on his name upon high. The Lord in my cry, keep the faith, calling on his name upon high. Keep the faith, does the Lord in my cry, keep the faith, calling on his name upon high.
Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how you continue to guide us and direct us. We ask for clarity of mind and our body. Help us, Lord, as our emotions are stirred in so many different directions and so many things we've been taught through the years. We ask that we would be careful. Help us to be careful, because I can't do this without you. Without you, we can do nothing. We come boldly before your throne, asking for our eyes to be opened, our minds to understand exactly what's playing out in front of us. May everyone out there that's working hard to figure out the truth somehow be able to dig through it and be able to provide and expose the evil that's before us, as you've asked us to do. Expose the degenerates, the evil ones, those that want to hurt us, slander us, destroy us, and more. We look at Dwayne Vincent and listen to his music, and we're so blessed, and we ask that you would heal him. May you fill his heart with joy, his family. May they hear a good report that you reached down from heaven, touched his body, and he's completely restored to a new man, new body. We ask for continued protection over all of our lives, all of our families, all of those on the front lines fighting for good, all of the military that's out there. Our hearts are heavy as we watch all of this play out once again, right in front of us. Please bring us comfort and rest through this all. And may we give you the honor and praise and glory that you deserve for that. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. This was so difficult to put together today. A lot of reading over the weekend, a lot of trying to figure out what's going on. I realized just give the information out to everybody. Try not to come up with a full conclusion and let you guys sift it out and figure it out. As time plays out, well, I'm sure we'll figure out more. Bottom line is we want peace. We don't want war. At all. At all. And I hope that those that were behind all of this, they're exposed. Exposed soon. Really do. Thank you for your support. I hope that you take a look at our cruise that's coming up. It's open up right now. Hopefully it fills up quickly. And you guys get on board and, again, enjoy time to all of us, for all of us to meet up and enjoy Alaska. It'd be great. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Em We Know, signing out.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
This.
Chariots!
I've ordered men to block the pass.
How can we fight chariots?
Nothing can stop them.
Order the men to move back, Joshua.
Move back? Where? Into the sea?
Into the hand of God.
Deliverer. Yes, he has delivered you to death.
I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught.
Ten times! You have seen the miracles of the Lord, and still you have no faith.
He's a false prophet who delivers you to death.
Stone him! Stone him!